Friend to Friend, Yancey, from an interview with Elder Brent H. Nielsen of the 70, by Hillary Watkins Lemon. And now I would that ye should be humble, and be submissive, and gentle. Alma chapter 7, verse 23. My siblings and I always wanted a horse. When I was about 9 or 10 years old, my dad bought a beautiful black mare. We named her Yancey. We were so excited to have this horse, but she hadn't been trained to be ridden. We were too young to do all the hard work it takes to train a horse, so my dad asked a friend who knew a lot about horses to help train Yancey. We often went to the pasture to see Yancey. We couldn't wait for the day we could ride her. But no matter how hard anyone tried, no one could train Yancey. She was too stubborn. We were never able to ride her. One day my dad's friend tried to ride her in a parade. As Yancey and her rider were going down the road, Yancey bucked the rider off and started to run through the city. Yancey ran so wildly that she cut her leg on a fire hydrant. I chased after Yancey and found her lying in the street in pain. I was sad. We loved Yancey. If she had been obedient to the trainer, she could have become a happy horse with a wonderful life. But Yancey wouldn't listen to and follow her master. Instead, she was now injured and lying in the middle of the street. Yancey's story taught me of the blessings that come when we follow the Master, our Savior, Jesus Christ. When we are kind and gentle and humble, we can be happy as we let the Savior lead us. End of the article, Yancey, from an interview with Elder Brent H. Nielsen of the 70, by Hillary Watkins Lemon. Read by Van Farnworth.